Hello, everyone, and welcome to King's Dilemma. Here at King's Dilemma, we understand that all kings face difficult decisions on a daily basis. Heavy is the head that wears a crown is a statement that references the burdens and difficulties of being a leader. Any person who has ever been in a significant leadership position knows the meaning of this statement. And as leaders of our families and our community, we all face difficult decisions on a daily basis. Our goal with this podcast is to offer some perspective to our listeners and to give them the tools to be able to make the best decisions for themselves, their family, and their community. My name is David Andrade. I'll be hosting this talk today. And to my left, we have...
Leonard Chitenge.
Talk that talk, man. Talk that talk. I love it.
I'm ready. LT.
The African Denzel, man.
That's the dilemma, man.
Yeah.
Can't pronounce the last name. So welcome to King Dilemma, folks.
Dr. Charles Daniels, welcome. Glad to be here, folks.
It's Tori. I'm here.
Tori.
Ready to go.
It's walking, good. Man. Everybody's favorite walking, man. Today, man, we talking about starting a relationship, man. So, quick question on the board. How many of y'all married?
I'm here. I'm married.
One of you say, are you married? Man. Yes? Yeah. No?
You got to write it down, Tori.
And it's gracious. You know what I'm saying? I understand.
Listen. Y'all ready? Me? What kind of, listen, Emmy? What does that mean?
Me.
You married?
Yeah. Married.
I'm married.
Mm. All right, man. Listen, I'm the only one who isn't married, so I got a lot of questions. First of all, yo, when did you know that you were ready to get married?
I got very silent real quick.
Wow.
Gracious.
Listen, first. There's a lot of wives listening right now wondering what
happened. Who's going to go first? Tori? Who's going to go first?
Because Leonard was looking out. I thought he should go. Because he was Leonard. So ready.
Nah, I mean, well.
Who been married the longest?
How long y'all been married?
I'll say, well, I'm in my second marriage, so.
Are we adding up both the time for both?
Nah, we're just.
Okay.
How long has the second marriage been so far?
I think three. Yes, yeah, it's been great, but it was challenging because it was like a long distance type of thing first.
Okay.
Because, you know, my wife was in Congo, got reconnected, so I was doing the long distance type of thing. And it was challenging because it's all mental, man.
Hold up. Tell me a little bit more about that. So y'all met in the Congo?
Yeah. So we go way back, you know, elementary school.
Ooh, like so, childhood love. That's beautiful.
And so we got reconnected to France and social media, and it was that phase where, you know, I was so glad to her, but when I was talking to a lot of friends, I was asking how so and so, you know, back in the day and stuff like that. And I asked her name because my wife's name is Aileen. Like, hi, Aileen, do you still see her? She's out there. Mm. Yeah, she's single. Like, yo, tell her I'm single too.
Oh, yeah, so, smooth.
My man shooting a shot, man. Okay. Listen, I love that.
I spent that poetry, man.
Let's get it.
In English. French, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know. I was really scared to make sure that I stay out of focus. Those were my parents helping me stay focused. Know me, man. I know how to talk. And I was
in get you in trouble.
You, baby, if you watch it. But, yeah. You know, but yeah, I think, man, that's kind of like my quick story in a nutshell.
So. Yeah. So, Charles, how long you been married?
Going on 10 years.
Ooh, yeah, listen.
Man. Shout out.
There you go.
To the love of my life, Miss Samantha Fields Daniels.
Whoa.
Okay, Sigma Gamma Rho.
Hey!
Sorority.
Here you go.
Black College and University.
HBCU.
Talk that talk.
Cookman.
There you go.
College. Anybody now university.
About, anybody do that talk about
I'm sorry.
Story in a relationship.
But listen, yeah. But no, I'm going to tell you. I didn't know that I wanted to marry my wife.
Really?
I didn't. You know, I can tell you that I fell in love with her as we continued to date. And the way in which she treated my mother, like she would get my mother's medication when I couldn't afford it. The way that she would care for people that were connected to me really just made me be like, wow, she might be the one. And I'm going to tell you, when I proposed to her, man, it was at the motel. I didn't have no money.
Let me hear the story.
I had no money, yo. Let me tell you. I was at the motel in Connecticut. Tori's back in the woods. I can't remember specifically where. And we got a room. And, you know, I knew I was going to propose. I bought my little ring. You know, Now I found out recently that it was fake. I didn't know. I thought it was real. Like, I saved my money for that ring, but I'm going to tell you. I will always remember this. We were in the room. I was like, man, am I making the right decision? I don't know. So I'm going through the emotions. You know the emotions you go through when you get ready to propose.
I mean, I don't know.
And, hey. I know. You're going to feel something. Or you may I'm going to feel nothing. Something. I don't know what I was feeling.
Yeah.
I think I was shocked a little bit, but I'm like, okay, I got to do this because she really cared for your boy. Like, she loved me when I had hoes in my pockets and hoes in my shoes. I didn't have nothing, not a dime in my name. And as my mom say, not a pot to piss in. Southern language. But let me tell you, I got down on my knee and she stood up and I said, you know, baby, will you marry me? Will you marry me? And the TV was on. And before she could say that, you know what came on the radio? A reporter came on the TV and she said, you know, I will always love you. I'm here to announce today that Whitney Houston has died.
What?
Yo, so I'm on my knee. I'm like, babe, will you? Whitney Houston just died. They playing all these sad songs. I will always love you. I'm like, and she said yes. I'm like, Lord, what the heck I just did? Yo, I don't know if I'm sad or happy. You know, Whitney Houston was like a childhood hero.
Yeah.
You know, she was a, so we proposed. I proposed, and she said yes on the day Whitney Houston died. Ain't that something?
Wow. Damn. That's wild, man.
So I was feeling discombobulated.
That's wow. So funny, man. That's such a unique engagement story.
As long as she said, you know, I do, man.
Then
that's
we got
powerful.
Married, you know. Just, but
Tori, how long you been married?
So I was just counting it up to making sure I know, too. Yeah. It should be my fourth September, 4 years.
4 years, okay. Wow. Nice. Yeah. Man, so, like, at what point in time did each of you guys know? Like, how long did it take for you to say, I'm a make a run at this right here. This is the one. We in it. I'm going to ask her to marry you. Like, what, like, how did you come to that decision? And how long did it take? And, like,
yeah. You know, I've been with my wife for 10 years. So, I don't know. I was chilling one day. I forget. I don't even know what I was doing. I was at the mall, though. Walking to the mall, I was like, yo, I asked my man, like, yo, you got a couple $100 on you? He's like, yeah, no doubt. I was like, all right, cool. So we go to the store and look at these rings.
Yeah.
They had this one ring, dope, too. It's a black and white diamonds, too. Obviously, there wasn't no blood diamonds, nothing like that. Obviously, they wasn't legit, right? But they was diamonds. They was legit, but they just wasn't color cut. Yeah. Carat clarity. They, you know, they just was, they was diamonds, you know what I'm saying? Chopped up, a couple sprinkles. Yeah, but yo, it was flavor. Black and white, it was dope, right? I get the ring, all that. So I go to Cape Cod, which is where she's from. Mm-hmm. So we there, my parents were there, right? So my mom took her to the store. I'm sitting there with my pops. So, and her dad, right? So I'm like, yo, Mr. Lopes, I'm gonna ask your daughter to marry me. So her mom was in the kitchen and she had a knife, right? She was chopping hair, right? I said, I'm gonna ask her to marry me. I was like, okay. So she was like, you serious, right? She's like, you serious? I was like, yeah. So Mr. Lopes was like, all right. But he said something important. He said, all right, Tori, here's how it's gonna work. He said, if you wanna marry my daughter, I need you to do something. You have to make sure you decide that you still go back and get your master's degree. Because I was still injured at the time. So then my proposal, my wife does the whole, what? Like I'm gonna be playing games with her or something like that. I'm like, of course, like I'm dead serious, right? So I do my proposal, it's all good. Charles said something to me, I was thinking about it while Charles was talking, like, yo, listen, y'all don't know my whole story, whatever, my experience, whatever it's been. You know, like, listen, my wife met me, I was walking around, I was an athlete, I was doing all type of stuff, right? My wife been with me since I was dead. Since I was in cardiac arrest. My wife been with me through this whole time. This whole time. So, if you don't love someone that's with you like that, then you just totally missing the point and shooting the air ball. But I don't mean like you should love them because they're doing that for you. Like, the way that my wife loved me.
Yeah. That's a really interesting point that you bring up, because one of my next questions was like, what traits were important to you in your partner? So it sounds like you really appreciated the fact that, you know, she loved you and took care of you.
Like, I appreciate it.
Nah.
I love. I'm so glad you said that about.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Really?
I totally foul cat. No, I did not. I did not appreciate it. Right? Because yeah. I'm gonna tell you what the thought process was. I don't owe nobody for me being sick. I don't owe you nothing.
Okay.
I didn't die on purpose. What type of craziness is that? Until I realized that the other person don't owe you anything either. They could just walk away.
They can. Absolutely.
Like, they don't owe you that either. So it's like, this is a two-way street. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you bring that to the forefront. So it's not the reason why I'm with her. No, that's not the situation. But I'm saying that piece right there, that somebody has to love you front to back to stick with you through that. Because this one was 21 years. I was 21. She was 24 when this happened, right? Mm-hmm. So you got a beautiful 24-year-old woman, right? Why would she want to spend the rest of her life with a paralyzed man? Mm-hmm. She made that commitment that young. That person loved you.
That's why. Powerful. Yeah,
that that's really peace,
is.
Man.
Let me say this too, because I think this is important. And you know, I can also say that my wife taught me how to treat her. You know, I'm going to say that because, you know, my plan was to be engaged for 2 or 3 years. So imagine what happened that. Right, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, come live with me and come, you know, we can still engaged, we can make this official. She's like, nah, we didn't get married yet, so I ain't living with you.
Woo.
Right, and I'm gonna tell you, because sometimes, you know, we get into these situations and we give people everything before they make that commitment. As much as I know, are you gonna make this commitment, or we ain't gonna play around here? So I had to get married if I was gonna have my wife in the same state as me, living with me. Cooking for me, loving on me, not from a distance, but loving with me, because I needed her in the state of Massachusetts with me. And we had to make that commitment. But I had to learn how to appreciate her, because I also didn't grow up in a household where my mother and father were present and they were living together, they were loving one another. I didn't see that type of love on a daily basis. I had to leave my house to see that. So for me, it's important, man, in terms of thinking about who's going to be your soulmate, right? Are they teaching you how to treat them, right? Or are you settling? And Samantha made me step my game up.
That's real.
Wow. Yeah.
So how do you guys, I mean, you guys are in marriages right now and y'all all seem very in love and like y'all care, man. How do y'all show y'all partners that y'all love them?
I mean, I think for me, man, it's like just my passion, my commitment just to one person. I think my wife, for me, she appreciated the fact that she know I am, you know, as a person who's just friendly, flirtatious, you know, but very focused, you know, very committed to her. Because I went back to Congo, we went back to our elementary school where we kissed when we were 13.
Ooh, why are you putting her business on blast?
Come on, man. So we went back as an adult, we kissed in the same spot by the stairs. That's why I knew, yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's the marriage beautiful. Right there.
That's, you know? Wild, man. That's it's, yo, but that is actually like a movie storybook, yeah, story. Like thing. Y'all met in kindergarten?
Yeah, elementary school. Yeah, that type of stuff. Yeah,
y'all came back, reconnected, man.
She used to call
dope.
Me Big Head, you know, just Big Head and just make fun of me, man. I used to always sweat, like, you know, all over the place. But yeah, I think it's just God, man. This is it's like one of those things. I'm like, I still don't believe until this day. Like, she healed my heart, because I enter a broken heart. I didn't want to get married at all. It was one of those things. Yo, I'm done. You know, that's a wrap. I'm gonna be a player, whatever that mean.
Yeah.
But she came and just kind of restore just a broken heart, man.
So listen, I got the big question to ask y'all. Because listen, I'm single. I got my eye on the prize. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about making that next step. But one of the worries that I have is other women, right? Like, how do I stay focused? How do I know that my commitment is real? And how do I avoid, you know, making mistakes in my relationship that could, you know what I'm saying, like giving the wrong person attention or going down the wrong road? Like, how y'all do it?
I'm gonna tell you what my brother told me. Before I met my wife, he said, you know, Charles, before you sleep with a woman, you know, without any protection, you ask yourself this question: can she be a mother to your children?
Right? That's real.
Can she be a mother to your children? Now, if you're going to make that leap and you're going to be reckless, make sure you can spend the rest of your life with her. Because if you were to mess up, she's in your life forever. And for me, I had to really understand that, because some of us are rolling around here being reckless, not realizing that every decision we make has lifetime consequences, right? So, and I can tell you, in my immature days, I thought showing love to women was giving them good penis, right?
Just busting them down.
So as you're considering getting married and taking it to the next step, realize that sex will eventually fade. Right at the end of the day.
Well, like, what year
is this woman? Someone that can spend, that you can spend your life with, right? And what I mean by fade, Tori here playing games. Tori playing games, right? Listen, guys. Eventually, I don't know how long it's gonna take for it to stop working. But eventually, y'all gonna have nothing to do but look at one another. That's the only thing you're gonna be able to do. When you old as heck, can you just look at her?
Yeah.
You be like, hey, baby, we're gonna have a good conversation. We're gonna eat some ice cream. I ain't got no tea, but you're gonna eat some ice cream. Can you do that with her? Right? When it ain't working no more. But that's the real, just playing games. But seriously, man, it's bigger than physical, right? You gotta find something deeper to stay connected to.
Yeah, if I can add to that, I'll say, man, you know, just do. You can start off with marriage preparation, right? All that simply means you can do just premarital counseling. It's one of those things where it's good to lay it out all the stuff on the table. You know, like you said, let's enter this, but let's kind of, you know, do some therapy one-on-one. Let her do, you do yours.
So I love that advice. What were some of the things that maybe you and your wife had to work through before you decided to... Actually, y'all, tell us a story. How did you ask her? How did that happen? Did you do it at a motel?
Man.
I was broke. Yo,
what language? Yo, what language did you do it in?
I was broke. Good.
That's a good point. It was in French. I ordered a ring on Amazon.
Hey, there we go.
I flew to Kong because we're supposed to do a traditional wedding, but you got to propose first. You got to talk to the parents and all that stuff. But yeah, I was smooth with mine, man. I just translated that poem into French. It was titled Après 25 ans, after 25 years.
Can you do it? Do it for us.
How do you say it in French? Because they got the beautiful language and all that, right?
Yeah.
How you say it? You know what I mean? Because I said it in smooth. I say it in French.
I don't know if I remember the poem.
Leonard's going to do a line of the poem.
Let's just do a line. Let's hear a bar.
Après 25 ans, nos cœurs se retrouvent. Après 25 ans, nos cœurs s'attachent. Me voilà, toi et moi.
Just do the draws.
Give me back my draws. We need to clean up the floor. Yo, we gotta mop it up.
Did you get a chance to finish before the draws was on?
No. As I was doing it, she was just like screaming and stuff. You know, boom, and that was it. You know. Because I reserved that part for her because I knew that I'm smooth with mine, man. I know how to talk to the ladies, but I knew that I'm reserving my heart, you know.
Super for plan. That.
Listen, all doing. You young cats think about doing it, take notes right now. You know what I'm saying?
I wrote the note as soon as you asked that question. It's like, yo, I'm still learning how to show my wife that I love her.
Really?
Yeah, I'm still learning.
You know
and
what?
That's something I want you to think about, like, if you ask us a question, right? Like, it's a process too, right? Because there's parts of it where they're gonna have to tell you this is how they want to be loved, right? Because I ain't really buy into the whole, was it, how'd y'all, you have to love them the way that they want to be loved. I was like, man, that's bullshit. You know, I wasn't with
you. Can try.
That's corny. I can try. I always thought that was whack, right? But I'm still learning that. I'm learning that on a regular because my wife is changing, right? She's evolving.
Yeah.
And I think you start to take for granted who you are, right?
Yeah.
All of us are influential men, right? And we're evolving, right? But you have to make sure you're being considerate of the fact that they're also evolving and they are people and you can't lose sight of them. And then the love itself evolves and it grows. And if you stop growing with that love, then the relationship's gonna stagnate.
And nobody's That's perfect. If you enter with a mindset like, listen, nobody's perfect. We are going to make a mistake. But what's the foundation of your marriage, right?
Yeah.
What are you entering? You know, because, I mean, you got to be able to have a tree can shake because it's windy, but a tree is not falling down. The tree's not falling because underneath that is a foundation. Mm-hmm. So you're like, yo, what's the foundation of our marriage? All that pros and cons and risks. Is it going to be finance? Is it going to be sex? Is it going to be this? You got to figure out that solid part of the thing. But you know, it's pros and cons, man. You bring a baggage, you bring it. Nobody's perfect. Can you tolerate each other? Yeah. Can you be patient?
Let me say this too, because I think, you know, I'm gonna use Tori's term, corny. What's corny?
Come right? on.
Guys, we can't get caught up in these Instagram relationships and these television shows. Because it ain't real.
Movies.
It ain't real. And you can't compare your relationship
Come on,
to
King.
Everyone else's relationship.
That's real.
And you can't confide in people about your relationship.
Come on.
Right? Yeah. Find a therapist to talk to. But don't be telling everybody your business about your relationship. Because some of the people you're talking to ain't even married themselves or not in a relationship. A healthy real. Relationship.
Yeah.
So be careful who you get receiving advice from. Yeah. I think that's extremely important. And for me, I'm going to tell you the truth, right? You know, marriage isn't perfect, right? We ain't always taking Instagram photos. We ain't always smiling. Sometimes I genuinely do not like my wife. I love her, but I have days when I don't like her. And that's perfectly okay, right?
Okay,
you have
okay,
to take those days and combine them with the days where you like each other. Sometimes we have to go into completely different rooms of the house, and that is okay.
Space,
sometimes I don't get her roses all the time, and she wants it. She said, well, dang, babe, you can at least give me flowers every other week. I'm like, man, babe, you don't tell me you need flowers or you want flowers, I can't get them for you because I don't know what you want. You know, so, I mean, be mindful of that. Those are normal conversations. No relationship is perfect.
Yeah, I think that, Tori, the fact that you said I have to keep constantly learning.
That's powerful.
That's powerful. And that is actually a sign of love, I think. The fact that you're willing to put in the effort to, like, continue, like, because I think that one of the important things that I've noticed, like, I say this to my girl all the time. Every day I wake up, and I choose to be with you, right? Like, and what I mean by that is, like, I am actively going to make an effort to be the kind of man that you deserve, and also, like, to be the man that I said I was going to be when I first asked you to be with me, right? Because I genuinely believe that tomorrow, if I'm not doing my job as a boyfriend or eventually as a husband, yo, someone else is going to be ready to kind of fill that role, right? And so, like, if I don't appreciate my girl, someone else is waiting. You know what I'm saying? For their shot. I forgot who it was. I think it was Chris Rock was like, yo, the next dude is already, like, waiting for you to fuck up to slide in there. You know what I'm saying? So, and, like, while I think, like, my girl's genuinely down to, like, hold me down and kind of, like, work through the issues, I think that I have to genuinely make the effort every day to work and meet her where she's at too, right?
Here's the dilemma, David.
Yeah.
Right? A woman who is your wife, you wouldn't have no doubt. If I couldn't wipe my own behind, I know my wife would wipe it.
Come on.
Right? Yeah. She's not interested in another man. Even though that man could take my spot and probably do a better job than me, she's not interested.
Right.
Right? If anything happened to me, if I couldn't work anymore, if I couldn't be at Father's Uplift anymore, she would still love me the same as if I had everything. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's one thing too in terms of understanding King's dilemma, right? A real wife that you love, that you've committed to, you ain't got to worry about another man because she wants you.
Yeah.
And even if everything don't go as planned or perfect, you ain't questioning. You know she's yours, right? So I think that's the dilemma here. You know for certain.
You know what? Sometimes I tell stories, right? When I tell a story, a person like, Tori, come on, it's no way that's true. You're exaggerating, right? You never been through depression. You never experienced it. You never went through something bad. Charles said, "If I knew that if I couldn't wipe my butt, my wife has done that for me."
Word.
True story. It's like I ain't got ain't no debate for me. Ain't no.
You ain't got envision it. Like we've been through the hard times.
My wife did that for me before.
Yeah.
So what's up? Listen, and I'm 31 years old. Yeah. I ain't 59. I ain't 77. This was 22. Yeah. So I was 23.
Yeah.
So I was
the prime of your life.
My wife's already done that. So
nah, that's real.
For me to be calling thing in the question.
Yeah.
I lost my mind.
I love that.
You know, Lena, you probably know too.
Yeah, I know too. She wiped mine too. Yeah. She wiped mine.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
Listen,
we about to get into the King's Dilemma, which is the final segment around here. I think, Charles, I think we're going to put you in the hot seat. We're going to put you in the hot seat.
Let's get it.
All right, so here's the deal, Charles.
I'm ready.
I'm your boy, and I am coming to talk to you because I'm thinking about taking a plunge. And so just kind of talk me through this conversation.
What's a plunge? Cheat?
No, I'm thinking about asking my girl to marry me.
Oh,
so you got to give me the talk, all right? So my name is Travis. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Charles? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. Let's get it.
Listen, yo, Charles. Yo, you remember my girl, right? Bella?
Oh, yeah, I remember Bella, man.
Yeah, she been doing? Good, man. She doing real good, man. You know, we've been dating about 3 years now, and I'm thinking about taking the next step, man. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, listen, I've been doing a little ring shopping.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about renting out a motel. Okay. So I could go ask her to marry me. I want to kind of surprise her. You know what I'm saying? What you think? You think that's a good idea?
Yo, I got some questions for you, right?
You got questions? All right, bet. Let's talk about it.
So do you think if you were to have kids with her, would she be a great mother to your kids?
Yeah, I think so, man. I think she'd be a good mom. I think, like, okay. She's not the best cook, but she be trying. She put a lot of love in it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know, she responsible. She went to school. You know, she a good person.
If you was to get sick, would she care for you?
Let's see. Yeah, I think so, man. Because, like, yo, when I had swine flu a couple years ago, man, she took care of me. She brought me some chicken noodle soup.
Good.
She kept giving me Gatorade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She held it down.
If you didn't have no money, would she still love you?
Listen, Charles, I'm always going to have money, baby. You know what I'm saying? We getting it out here. If I lost it, I feel like she would help me through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Help me build it up. I'll tell you this. I know she don't want me to stay broke forever. She's going to challenge me to keep making it. So
if you all got separated, would she let you see your kids?
Oof, listen, I don't know.
Would she put you on child support?
Probably.
Okay, so these are the questions you need to be asking her.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think these are extremely important.
Interesting. Right?
And for me, you know, if a woman can't love you the way you are, if you don't have a dime to your name, mm-hmm. she ain't wife material.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? So those are the questions you need to be asking her before you consider that next step.
Okay.
Now, you can get engaged, but you have 2 to 3 years or a year to get to know her. So I don't know. How you feel about it? Any questions for me?
Listen, man, I mean, I tell you, sometimes I be worried about this marriage thing. You know what I mean? Like, I love Bella and everything, man. Yeah. But, like, yo, sometimes these other girls be out here, too, man. I be thinking about it. But, like, I mean, I know Bella the one, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the other girls I talk to, like, I don't love them or nothing. You know what I'm saying? We just be talking every now and then we chill.
Was your father in your life?
My dad? No. He hadn't been around. Yeah.
You can't be everywhere to everybody, right?
Okay, yeah, I see.
So think about that before you decide to get creative and engage in other experiences, right? Listen, the orgasm will always be the same, but the one you spend a life with will not.
Oof.
All right?
That's deep.
You want her to have your back. So, man, I would say prioritize the love of your life, your integrity, your dignity, your self-respect over the feeling, 30 minutes or an hour, of pleasure.
Well, right. It depends, man. If I buy that pill at the bodega, I'd be going a little longer. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Put it out there. It might be like hour and a half. You know what I'm saying?
But yo, let me tell you, I've seen hours of pleasure turn into a lifetime of hell.
Damn.
Brothers on child support.
That's
can't
real.
See their kids. Brothers hurting. Sexually transmitted diseases. In jail. Kill somebody over a woman.
Oof.
So let's get it, brother. You gotta think about it before you lay down.
Man, that's serious, brother. That's real advice right there. Yo, good looking out, y'all, man. I needed that talk.
Listen, I got you.
I'm ready
to
lock it down.
Come on.
Man, thank you all for listening to another episode of King's Dilemma, man. Now you have it. Listen, if you're ready to get married, man, lock it down. Be down.
Let's get it.
Don't mess around. Listen. Thank you, man.